And we're back. You're listening to Community Focus right here on WPGC 95.5. I'm your host, News Affairs Director Guy Lambert. Well, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, I got to tell you, you're in store for a treat. That's because today we're joined by none other than Miss Bren Herrera. Who is she, you ask? Well, may I say she's a media personality, a lifestyle expert, appeared on the Today Show, CNN, Food Network, most recently on Fox 5 with myself. But lately, she's all about championing women's rights and social issues. And she's here to share with us what she has in store. So with that, I present to you Miss Bren Herrera. Good morning.
Good morning, Guy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is so cool. You know what's so cool about this? It's funny when you got your friends on the show.
Yeah, I think it's really cool because you kind of get to see what they're like outside of the element that you are normally in. So yeah, it's pretty cool. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely. You have been doing so much right here in the DMV, really throughout the country for that matter. Folks that are meeting you on the radio for the first time, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? You heard me make mention of the Today Show. You're all about cooking, but you also have a law background. You do everything, Bren.
Oh, somebody told me at Fox 5, I think it was Brody, he was like, hey, B, you know the market's doing really well. But if you let go of some of those jobs, maybe other people can have work. And I'm like, yeah, okay, buddy. Spoken like a true American with my Jamaican background, it's like, yeah, no, not so much. But yeah, I was born in Cuba, raised here in the D.C. area, been here my entire life. And shout out to PGC, man. I grew up listening to the station. Like, it was my commute to work when I worked in law many, many years ago. I won't age myself, but yeah, I'm a passionate foodie. I love to cook. I love to entertain, which is how I kind of got into the entertainment business many years ago, was through food. And what do they say about food, right? Mm. It's a way to anybody's heart, not just a man's.
It's a way to my stomach, personally.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I know. We've talked about how much you like to eat. But yeah, I think food is one of those things that kind of brings people together. So that's really where my background lies in my space right now. But I do have a law background. I worked in corporate law for many, many years here in different law firms in the D.C. area, championing for unemployment rights, things of that nature.
Not to cut you off, but sure. I got to ask you, how do you go from law to food? Two completely different dynamics.
Well, you know, I was always that chippery, you know, butterfly paralegal in the office. And I never kept it a secret that I loved to entertain people. And so the attorneys for whom I worked would ask me if I wanted to cook for certain dinner parties, private dinner parties. So it kind of kicked off that way. And then when I moved to Atlanta back in 2006, everything literally blew up. Like I had, when I tell people that you couldn't have paid me $1 million to tell me that I'd be doing what I'm doing today, truthfully, honestly, it's something that God literally just placed on my lap. So I moved to Atlanta and I had the opportunity to cook for some really cool people down there. And Fox, coincidentally, in Atlanta, gave me my first opportunity to cook on TV.
Wow.
And as they say, the rest is history. So I started cooking. I was already cooking here in D.C., but again, for friends, private events, et cetera. A lot of my Cuban food. And then in Atlanta, when Fox invited me to come on January 1st, 2008, so literally a decade ago, that changed the trajectory of my whole life.
Out of curiosity, your favorite dish to cook?
My favorite dish to cook? It changes, but my default answer has to be oxtail because that's classic Caribbean, classic Latin, classic pressure cooker meal that's cooked in like 30 minutes versus 2 hours. And I mean, who doesn't like a good oxtail?
Speaking of oxtail, now we're beefing because you didn't bring me any.
You know what? It's like, what time is it?
Yeah.
It's early.
Yeah, go figure.
I'll make some oxtail for you next time. Actually, maybe we'll do something together over at Fox.
You hear this, DMV, don't you? Of course, you transitioned from food to what we're discussing now, and that is really tackling the issues that, well, so many women happen to be facing, and social issues just in general. We spoke about you having a law background, then you transitioned to food, and now we're back to really carrying the flag for so many folks. How did that come to be?
Well, I to be clear, I'm still cooking because it's, you know, it's what I love to do in the bread and butter, if you will. But I've always been passionate about, I'm an immigrant, right? I'm a black woman. I'm a Latina. My parents immigrated to this country. I was a very little girl. And I grew up in a very robust and active and conscious home where issues of our diaspora were very present. I, as an adult now, retrospectively, remember my mother being polarized or my mother being ostracized because she didn't speak fluent English the way that you and I do. And I truthfully didn't learn English until I was six or so. So now that I have a platform, I feel it's my responsibility and honestly my honor to be able to speak for those who don't have a voice but are human beings and need somebody to champion for them. So I'm particularly interested in immigrant rights, women's rights. You know, obviously I'm a woman who has a mother, a sister, you know, nieces.
Yeah.
And seeing the temperature or the current events that are happening and how women are being thrown under the bus, proverbially speaking, I feel like I have an obligation to speak on those issues and champion and bring awareness to people who may just kind of be sitting on the sidelines, just kind of watching things. I think that we all, whether you have a platform or not, I think have a responsibility to do what we can.
One of the issues that you happen to be bringing awareness to is the Me Too movement. Of course, we can't forget about the Time's Up movement. Yep. You're very passionate about that.
I am, and I have to knock on wood. I'm not somebody who has ever suffered that kind of sexual harassment where it's been egregious. I think that every woman, and I've spoken to this in private with some male friends, and you and I kind of talked about this very passively when we were when we did that segment, but I think women wake up with an inherent, I'm not going to call it a burden, it's a beautiful thing to be a woman, but we wake up with this inherent, let's say burden for lack of a better word, of having to be catcalled or having to be objectified or having to be questioned or having to fight for equal pay or not being taken as seriously. And so I'm very passionate about us being treated with respect, with dignity. And look, time is literally up for people who take advantage of us and suppress us, oppress us, and feel as though they can use their power. In this case, obviously, the men whom have been brought out, right? It's time for them to take ownership of their responsibility as women. I think that we have a responsibility as women to no longer be quiet and be silent and own up to our power in the workplace and in our personal lives as well.
Yeah, we're seeing that time and time again throughout the media, social media at that. Any and everywhere you look, that happens to be the top story pretty much right here in America right now.
Yeah, and I think it's really sad and unfortunate that the current situations, you know, in Hollywood with Harvey Weinstein, who kind of surfaced this problem. And on the Hill, you know, we're going to see it far more come down from Congress, the judicial system. But in the workplace, I think that that's where the crux of the issue lies, because people in the corporate 9-to-5 traditional space don't have the platform or don't have the media attention that congressional people have or that the celebrities have. So I think that the conversation really needs to also be happening in corporate boardrooms where, again, they don't have the visibility that, you know, Hollywood has, that Congress have, or, you know, other people in the public space have.
One of the reasons I wanted to bring you on the show is because, quite honestly, I love your story. There are so many young ladies listening to this program right now that, well, quite honestly, they have excuses. And you know what that happens to be, tools of the incompetence, used to build monuments of nothingness. Yep. Those who use them seldom accomplish anything.
Sure.
Not the case with you. You could have had 8 million excuses. You're an immigrant.
Yeah.
You're a woman of color. You said Latina, but you walk into a room, they're going to say you a sister.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, for sure.
Not only that, but you were able to excel. You were able to not only excel, but now give back. For the young lady that's listening to this program right now that has those 8 million excuses as well, what would you say to her?
I would say, literally, to borrow the late Michael Jackson's song, you know, Man in the Mirror, look at yourself in the mirror and own up to your beauty, because there is so much power in understanding who you are, loving who you are, and respecting who you are. And when you live in that, when you live loving yourself, when you live respecting yourself, you only demand that from other people. So you will never find yourself walking into a man's office, maybe perhaps thinking that you're going to excel in your position because you might give him 5 minutes of some time that he wants.
Mm-hmm.
So when you understand who you are and what you represent, you're never going to put yourself in that situation. I think when you walk into a situation thinking that somebody else can do something for you because you owe them something or because you are a subordinate or you are less than, you are already setting yourself up for failure. So for any young lady out there that thinks that they can't achieve their talents or explore their talents on their own recognizance, I would say, you know, take a deep look at your own beauty. You know, God gave you your talents for a reason and use them. I don't think that we as women have to depend on anybody else but ourselves to achieve what we can. I'm living proof of it.
Yeah.
I've often said that I probably could have been further along in my career if I would have entertained certain propositions. And I think that a lot of women find themselves in that situation, but that's if you feel less empowered. When you feel empowered, you're not going to put yourself in that situation. And you'll take your journey as it comes. Wow. And I love my journey for what it is. I'm very blessed in that way. I get to meet amazing people. I've been all over the world. I get to be in the studio, outside of the studio. I get to talk to the stranger who just wants to be heard. And maybe perhaps our 2, 3, 4, 5 minute conversation will inspire them to say, you know what, I can do this. And I don't have to depend on, you know, somebody else's abuse of power, if you will, to get to where I want to be, where I need to be, where I should be, where I deserve to be.
Where do you see yourself in, let's say, five years from now?
5 years from now, that's such an interesting question, because if you would have asked me 5 years ago, where did I see myself now, it would not have been sitting here with you talking about hashtag Me Too and Time's Up. I don't know. I have an affinity for politics. I think you know that. You and I have talked about that. I don't know. Maybe running for office one
day.
Maybe not in 5 years, but my father always, I grew up in a very conservative Christian home. And my father knows that I have this thing for politics and being very in tune with what's going on. And he was like, honey, your Christian convictions and your moral compass will not allow you to go in that direction because, you know, things are shady when you start talking about politics. But I think that with the right heart and with the right intention, I think that if you have an opportunity to make a difference and to live better and do better and set an example for your community, I think that you should do it. And if I'm in a position to do that, I'm not saying that I'm looking for that position, but yeah. if my trajectory were to take me that direction, I would certainly explore it. It's not new to me. I've worked on exploratory committees for people here in the city, attorneys who have looked to hold city council seats, potential mayor seats. I've been involved behind the scenes back when I worked in law, so it's not unfamiliar to me, and I feel very comfortable. It's a very natural habitat for me.
Yeah, well, you got one vote. This guy right here.
Hey,
folks that want to find out more information about Bren, of course, you also go by the House of Bren.
House of Bren, yeah, that's where all the fun lifestyle, lighthearted things are, where the cooking happens, where the travel happens, where I just kind of inspire you to live that life God has for you.
Yeah, how would one go about to get information?
You can visit my website, BrenHerrera.com, or House of Bren. It'll take you to Bren Herrera. I'm on social, as everybody else is. Just my name, at Bren Herrera.
All right, now you know I'm a little slow, Bren. How do I spell your last name?
Herrera, H-E-R-R-E-R-A.
Very good.
I appreciate you trying to pronounce that in my native tongue.
Yeah, I'm not going to even try.
Herrera is fine.
You'll have me calling you Geraldo.
No. Herrera.
All right, folks. Once again, we've been joined by none other than Miss Bren Herrera. Of course, she's the media personality, lifestyle expert, and soon to be, possibly, maybe, politician. We'll have to wait and see. Bren, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
Hey, Guy, thanks so much for having me. You guys have a really great week.
You're welcome. All right, folks, that will just about wrap up another edition of Community Focus. Want to say thanks to all of my guests this morning. Of course, thanks to you as well for listening. God willing, we'll do it again soon. Until then, make it a great day. I'm Guy Lambert. This is WPGC 95.5.